moments are born from great opportunity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
It's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that itch.
Yeah.
And I know if I'm gonna have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Yeah.
A day may come when the courage of men fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship. But it is not this day.
But we in it shall be remembered. We few. We happy few. We band of brothers. For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother.
How are you gonna know how to be great if you don't study greatness? Look at the game tape!
Never stop. Never stop fighting till the fight is done.
In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. This is the opportunity we've been waiting for.
You're listening to the JV Sports Show with your host, JV.
Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Am I wrong? Cause I wanna get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Get it on till I die. Y'all remember me. Y'all remember me.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the JV Sports Show. I'm your host, JV. Yes, we're back again after being off for a few weeks. We took a little break and wanted to actually just got behind, just got lazy. And I thought, you know what? It's only a few games going on in the matchup, so you know, we could expand this out into a multi-segment, multifaceted show here. So we've got the round one recap, we got a round two recap, and then we'll have the championship preview that's going on this weekend. So buckle up, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. All right, let's get into the round one recap. So we saw Perm versus Jeremy, two of the top teams here. Jeremy had a bumpy ride on the way through to the playoffs, but made it in. He turned around his season when he needed it. So much like the Lakers, remember the Lakers in the 2000s, you know, when half the season they would just play Lakerdaisical, and then they turn it on in the playoffs and flip that switch, and people would get all worried, and Laker fans would be up in arms, and maybe they were up in arms. I don't know. And, you know, it'd be like, why are they losing? Why are they, you know, if they had even what could be considered a losing streak. But anyway, they kind of had a hit a slump here and there during the season. And of course, a lot of fans knew they'd turn it on. And of course, turning it on in the season, they'd go on to win championships. So just like that. So after losing four in a row, I believe, Jeremy made this one count with lots of help from Freeman and Ertz, and also from Cuckoo-ka-choo-cuckaroo. Almost 20 points from a kicker. So unfortunately, Perm just couldn't get enough out of Snell and Jones to move him into the next round. Moyne versus Linda. So Moyne proved me wrong, and like Jeremy, Moyne stopped the losing streak with a strong win over Linda, also turning it on for the playoff run. So thanks to Hopkins and Ryan and Pascal. And wasn't Pascal a mathematician or scientist? Pascal's law. I know there's a Pascal, and I know there's a Pascal's formula or law. What you observe from a distance, you actually directly affect. No, that's the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Anyway, he had all but two players in double figures. Linda, unfortunately, couldn't get anything going with anybody on her bench except for Watson. So Moyne left a lot of points on the bench as well, too, with Winston and Slayton. And he looked to start them heading into the next round, which he did. Spoiler alert. All right, let's get to the round to recap. BPAC versus Jeremy. Well, it was really a sad Monday night for Jeremy as he saw his lead dwindle down to nothing after Michael Thomas's 30-point performance. No relation to Philip Michael Thomas from Miami Vice, though. Just, you know, BPAC did put the squeeze on Jeremy's team, though. Jeremy could only sit on the couch and ponder his life choices, like why he decided to start the Browns D, which net him minus 3 points. The Browns really stunk it up. You could also say they got flushed in that game. Needless to say, BPAC was flying high on his win as he heads to his second championship game in a row, and Jeremy heads to the third place finish.
You lose! Good day, sir!
Jason versus Moyne. So I thought Moyne was actually going to continue the win streak after a strong performance last week and head into the championship round. I had bet on Winston actually doing well, and he did, but Slayton couldn't repeat the big performance from last week, nor could Pascal. Moyne opted to go for the Ravens D, which I can see, you know, in a bit of a quandary there, the Ravens D instead of the Pats D, but the Pats D scored 22 points, and that actually would have made a difference for him, unfortunately, because I think that would have made up the difference in points between Ravens D and the Pats D and what Moyne lost by. And I think the calculation was he would have won by, like, I think half a point. So barring any point adjustments after the fact, he could have won that one. So, you know, hindsight's 20/20, as they say, either here nor there, and ends up losing this one. So Jason also had big returns from McCaffrey, who's in the running, I think, for fantasy MVP, maybe even league MVP, next to Lamar Jackson as well, too. And McCaff had, I think, one game in single digits and then no game under 15 points after that. I think he had a 17-point game, and after that it was like 20s, 30s, 40s. So he was just a stud this year. A.J. Brown, which is in no relation to A.J. Cadman, has really helped Jason these last two games with big points. And can he do it again in the championship game? Yo no sé.
Mercy is for the weak. We do not train to be merciful here. The man face you, he is enemy. Enemy deserve no mercy.
All right, let's get into the championship preview. B-Pac versus Jason. So here we are, 16 weeks later, or 15 weeks. Is it 15 weeks now? Where are we at? No, this is 16. This no, 15 weeks have passed, and now we're in the 16 weeks. 30 days half, November, October, January, whatever that is. This is why you spend all that time in the gym. This is why you lift all those weights. And after careful consideration and examination and capitulation and analyzation, I believe, drumroll please, I believe that B-Pac is going to emerge victorious as our 2019 Fantasy Football Championship.
How about that?
I see Dan, not Dan, that's supposed to be Dak. I see Dak having a big day against Philly, along with Colonel Sanders and Thomas. Thomas has just been a killer in these last several weeks for B-Pac, and so I don't see that, I don't see his production dwindling, especially with the Saints and the season they're having. Higbee, I think, should continue to shine as well, and I do heart that Higbee. I know Jason has a dilemma with starting Baker against Baltimore, where he'll most likely get crushed, or starting Allen against the Pats, where Allen will most likely get crushed. But it's a tough decision, and it seems like he'll definitely rely on McCaffrey as always and Brown. But, you know, Chubb just has not... I mean, what can you say? He's on the Browns. I mean, it's really hard to get a lot of production out of players on the Browns. I know, because B-Pac sold me a lemon in Odell, saying that Odell is going to just tear it up the rest of the season after he traded Odell to me. And it just hasn't happened. I mean, with Odell or Chubb or Baker, especially going against the Ravens D this week for Chubb, I just don't see it happening for Jason. And fortunately for B-Pac, it looks like those mid-trade seasons are definitely paying off for him in the form of dollar bills, y'all. Count those bills. 1, 2, 4, 5. And I really think B-Pac's going to emerge victorious and we'll take home the coveted. We don't have a trophy, do we? We don't have anything. I mean, what's going on, commissioners? I mean, come on. If at least you had like a belt, because they do sell like wrestling belts for fantasy football or any fantasy type league, you can buy a belt or a trophy or something. At least you'd be gifting it to yourself, B-Pac, along with $500-$600. But anyway, we don't have anything like that, so it'll just be the $600. And then I think if it goes the way I picked it, then Jason would get, I think, $200. And then third place game gets, I think, $100 is what B-Pac's email said. So anyway, that's how it breaks down, and that's how I think it's going to go. But, you know, like many of these shows and weeks of past, weeks of old, I could be so very wrong in my predictions, as happened before. So anyway, that's the championship preview, and you know, next week we'll wrap it up, the season highlights, lowlights, a recap of the championship game, and we'll end our season there. So let's take a break before we head on out.
Go get some snacks, perhaps a carbonated soda.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've been your host, always your host, faithful host, the host you didn't know you need, but the host that you, whatever the line is. Not all hosts wear capes. Anyway, I'm your host, JV. Thanks again for joining us, and this will be the last show, obviously, before the Christmas break, and then we'll recap afterwards. So probably get a shot after Christmas, so I won't talk to you then. So have a good Christmas, good holiday season. Enjoy time off with family if you got it, and stay safe out there. And remember, I'll see you, Trump's technically not impeached, at the game.